Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the theater season is winding down, certainly the one on Broadway, and the Tony Awards will be handed out soon. Now, I confess I'm a bit late getting to the church on time, as in the show that likely will take home a few of those Tonys. Yes, The Fair Lady has returned. I wasn't all that excited to spend more time with Eliza and Henry, but let me say I'm very glad I did. Now, I did not see the original My Fair Lady with Julie Andrews and Rex Harrison, but I have seen a production or two over the years, and I will never get Audrey Hepburn out of my mind as the loveliest of Eliza's. And what a fair and classy lady that actress was in 1964. If you recall, the public was so appalled that Julie Andrews did not get the movie role, even though her co-star Rex Harrison did, that Hollywood set out to punish Audrey, especially because she did not do her own singing in the film. Well, not only did she not get nominated for an Oscar, but Rex Harrison won for Best Actress and Julie Andrews won for her first film role as Mary Poppins. Audrey Hepburn even appeared at the Oscars and gave out one of the big awards. Well, do I digress? Well, can you digress if you haven't started yet? Anyway, all this is a way of saying I went into the revival at the Vivian Beaumont Theater at Lincoln Center with somewhat mixed feelings, including the fact that I was surprised and annoyed that my current favorite leading lady, Anna Lee Ashford, was not cast as Eliza Doolittle. All that aside, I was swept up in this gorgeous production from the minute the overture started. Now, the only thing on the set when that began was a basket of flowers. Then the lights went down and up, and the stage was transformed into Covent Garden in London, swarming with people, including that dirty-faced and tattered young woman selling flowers in a Cockney accent that needs subtitles at best. Well, wouldn't you know that Professor Henry Higgins just happens to be strolling the neighborhood, a man whose profession is teaching people to speak phonetically and geographically when it comes to that rain. Well, the rest is musical history. The story, as we know, is based on George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, and what Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe did is nothing short of magic. Every song is standalone great and famous and perfectly apt, moving the story along. From the hummable classics like I Could Have Danced All Night and Loverly to arguably the most beautiful love songs ever written that never used the word love, those being On the Street Where You Live and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, this score is right up there with the best ever written. Next is the production. Lincoln Center and director Bartlett Scherr have a pretty foolproof formula by now. They gave us South Pacific and The King and I, and this is much the same in its beauty and its faithful yet appropriately reimagined style. The sets by Michael Jurgen revolve and are so stunning they receive applause every time they rotate. Most particularly, Professor Higgins' palatial townhouse on Wimpole Street. There's no clutter, but there's always something to marvel at. And then, of course, there are the performers. Now, while I still think Anna Lee Ashford would have been a more dazzling and quirky Eliza, Lauren Ambrose does a very fine job. She has always been known as a smart and excellent actress. Most of us are surprised at how lovely her voice is. It's not Julie Andrews' quality, but it is perfectly acceptable. It's soprano and certainly filled with emotion. I was even more impressed with Harry Haddon Payton as Higgins. Now, I knew him from Downton Abbey, but he brings depth and charisma and, yes, even sex appeal to this role. The casting of a much younger confirmed bachelor, he's 38, Ambrose is 40, works so much better for the material for many reasons, including the possibility of them becoming a couple. The supporting cast is top-notch, most particularly Alan Corduner as the ever-loyal and supportive Colonel Pickering, and Norbert Leo Butts as Eliza's soused father, Alfred. He stops the show with his numbers. And then there is Diana Rigg as Henry's mother. She hits every line out of the park, even if she doesn't or didn't. The audience is so in love with her, they'd be cheering anyway. Her final line, "Bravo, Eliza," may be the most important indication of the subtle well, sort of subtle bent of this interpretation. That, after all, is a mother supporting a woman over her own son. This My Fair Lady, without changing a single word of text, does manage to feel as contemporary as possible. Now, much of this is due to Lauren Ambrose's no-nonsense performance, even in a show that includes phrases like, "Have you ever met a man of good character where women are concerned?" That one, by the way, spoken by a man. This production does feel more powerful. You may come out singing, "I could have danced all night," but you feel more like crying after the ambiguous ending. The show will be up at Lincoln Center, I assume, a good long time. So now we move from Henry and Eliza to Sophie and Tom. Yes, I saw one other show this week at 59 East 59 Theaters, in which the performers may also have British accents, but Tremor by Brad Birch could hardly be more different. Though we do have a man and a woman sparring throughout, this is a two-character, 65-minute pas à deux featuring a former couple coming together for the first time in 4 years. We figure out pretty early on that their last experience together was a harrowing one, a bus accident in which many people were killed. This play is about a few too many things, but essentially it deals with survivor guilt, redemption, anti-Islamism, and above all, forgiveness. The two actors, Lisa Deverney, and Paul Rattray, are very good. They perform on an essentially bare stage in The Round. The production comes from the Sherman Theatre in Wales. One walks out a tad confused about exactly what happened when, but there is a compelling tone that keeps you hanging in. This is part of 59 East 59's Brits Off-Broadway annual series, which always offers a buffet of differing fare, some more delicious, some less easy to digest than others. So it was, for me, another one of those only in New York weeks, from big, comforting, and glossy to small and discomforting. Anyway, the Tonys happen in a few weeks, and the best revived musical will be the category to watch. My Fair Lady, Carousel, Once on This Island, all old, Jill, but somehow they managed to feel young.
So this is a one of your happier reports, yes?
Yes, a very happy report. Happier than I expected, I must say.
Especially for My Fair Lady, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have to say, I don't know what I was thinking and why
you were so resistant?
Yeah, I was reluctant. I don't know. I guess I saw it. I knew it, but, God.
All right, so quick question, because there have been other, obviously other, what are they called now?
Reimaginings,
whatever. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that you just have reimagining fatigue and you thought that it was going to, instead of being, in this case, it was remounted. That's all. That's all that happened. It was, it was revived.
Yeah, that's right. And I should have known better, because I certainly loved King and I and South Pacific, which were also about things. I mean,
I hope I don't digress, but one of the purposes of theater going back centuries is very timely, and it's about events.
Yeah, absolutely.
And does anybody remember the last line of Shakespeare in Love? He said, could you write this?
I saw it enough. What was it?
I don't remember the exact last line, but I do remember it was Judy Dench telling him, could you write a comedy next, basically, something about, that was the, I'm going to mess it up, but go back to the end of that, because it was very
I will.
Apt.
Yes, and I saw a theater production of that, too, which is supposed to be coming to Broadway. No, it's amazing with something like My Fair Lady. It's just, again, without changing the text, just obviously the way actors deliver lines, the chemistry between them, the way it's directed. This does have by now, they always say don't spoil the ending. I think by now everybody knows it's a rather, it's not the ending you saw in the movie or the play where Eliza's standing behind him when he says, go fetch my slippers, and she smiles and he sighs, and, we know she's going to go get those slippers. That ain't happening here. Does she come? I don't know. Maybe she comes back, maybe she doesn't, but this is a different Eliza. And it's a different Henry, I have to say. And boy, they pull it off. It's amazing. You just forget what rethought performances can do.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.